All-in-One Solution for Entertainment.
Herzlich willkommen, es ist wieder soweit. Ted Maas, Out of This World Radio Show heute Abend hier über Radiosol International im Großraum Wien und über Internet auch im deutschen Dachraum, im deutschsprachigen. Ja, wir haben eine Zoom-Leitung nach Amerika hier gelegt. Amerika, in der Nähe von Seattle ist Ted Maas zu Hause. Und ja, wir machen das zweimal im Monat, montags um 21 Uhr. Ted Maas hat heute wieder einen Studiogast mit dabei, also wir werden über Zoom diese Sendung machen und gleichzeitig über Radio Soul on Air bringen. Und wer diese Show auch sehen möchte, kann über Facebook die Live-Übertragung auch visuell mitverfolgen, also Facebook und Ted Maas mit M-A-H-R geschrieben eingeben, da findet man seinen Facebook-Livestream. Ja, und ich begrüße ihn. Wir haben auch eine Signation Water Song, ist immer dieser schöne Song, wo wir uns schon einstimmen auf diese Sendung. Also to make the world a better place, das ist so der Sinn dieser Sendung. Und lieber Ted, ich sage einmal Hallo und dann werden wir die Signation starten. How are you, my friend?
I'm fine, Gerhard. I'm just fine. I want everyone to send love and light to Gerhard because he's got a little cold today and I know it'll make him feel better.
Yes. I have a frog in my throat.
Do you see? You look great. Okay. Yes. You look great, Gerhard. Okay. Yeah.
So, then let's start with the water song. Okay. And
the bar. Yeah. That'd be great.
Erhöhen wir die Frequenz. Also dieses Lied stimmt mich immer in eine sehr schöne Stimmung, Mood wollte ich ja sagen auf Englisch.
Uchu no kanata ni hikaru hoshi. どこから
All we need is love, all we need is a thank you. Das war die Signation, ganz in meinem Stil auch. Sie hören Radio Soul International, meine Damen und Herren, am Mikrofon Gerd Pellegrini. Und ich gebe das Zepter des Showmasters jetzt aber an Ted Maas. Er ist hier mit uns verbunden aus Amerika live. Ted Maas wohnt hier in der Nähe von Seattle und wir haben jetzt diese Show und er wird jetzt diese Show hier genießen. Es ist seine Show. Out of This World Radio, is it real or is it fiction? Hey Ted, what is going on in America?
Hi. Well, first, I want to thank everyone so much for their beautiful love and support. My show is a non-profit listener-supported show, as is Gerhard's too. His is non-profit listener-supported.
Right.
And if you could support us both, that would be great. Gerhard, how do they support your program? Could you give a website out that how people can support your... You have a lot of programs, great music, and great. If you could tell people how to support your show, that
Wonderful.
Would be great too.
Ja, wir haben eine Webseite, die heißt einfach www.radiosol.at, also Radio S-O-L zusammen.at oder www.radiosol.eu für Europa. Und da ist gleich auf unserer rechten Seite auch eine Spendenbox. Man kann hier beitragen, man unterstützt damit unseren Sender, unsere Infrastruktur und damit vor allem auch wunderbare Sprecher und soziale, ökologische Projekte, die wir hier mit unserem Programm on air bringen, in das Bewusstsein der Menschen bringen. Also wirklich ein Sender der neuen Zeit, und diese Sender, so wie wir es sind, die dürfen auch bitte finanziell unterstützt werden. Wir freuen uns über jeden kleinen Beitrag. Danke, Ted.
Yeah, my pleasure, Gerhard. Does a great job. I want to thank everyone so much for listening today. We should have about 234 million listeners in over 100 countries with about, let me see, 161 million benevolent beings off planet. So we have a large audience today, and they're all it's so nice to have everyone here.
Hey, how do you make this? Because everybody asks me, how can you know how many listeners you have? And I said, actually, I don't have a feedback line, but you make it.
Google Analytics. From BBS, the other station I broadcast on, mm-hmm. they have statistics regarding how many people come in. And I've extrapolated the figures from them to this show. Mm-hmm. Plus, I talk to my angels too, and they tell me. So it's a combination of things.
So okay. You are a psychist. Is this the real world? The right world?
Yeah,
du bist hellsichtig auf Deutsch. Also ein Mensch, ein Medium, der auch mit nicht nur auf der physischen Welt, sondern auch in den höheren Dimensionen kommuniziert und feinfühlig ist. So kann man das sagen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and I really, this just, it tells me that the whole world is waking up, Gerhard, mm-hmm. and everybody wants to make the world a better place. And it's happening.
That's right.
It really is happening. Mm-hmm. You know, this is my book that just came out a month or two ago in German. And the whole world will live as one. It's the same. It's this book, Messages from the Masters, which is in English, mm-hmm. but it's this book's been updated in a new version in auf Deutsch. And if you'd like a copy, go to Amra Publishers, AMRA, mm-hmm. in Germany, and you can order it there, or you can send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. You know, I can put you in touch with the publisher.
Also die ganze Welt wird eins sein, eingeben. Auf Amra Verlag ist es erschienen von Ted Maher, das Buch. Wie gesagt, die ganze Welt wird eins sein. Wunderbar, Ted. Schön, dass du das geschrieben hast.
Yeah, it's a wonderful book. And I have a new book coming out.
Oh.
It'll be coming out probably by the end of August, mm-hmm. September, on Journey to the Other Side, How to Talk to Angels and Benevolent Beings, mm-hmm. on the Other Side. It's a series of exercises how to do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Yeah. So I know what angels are, but what is this... benevolent beings? What is it like called? What is it meant? What is it?
Benevolent beings like the Pleiadians, the Galactic Alliance.
Okay.
Our space brothers and sisters. So, mm-hmm. Yeah. So okay. I've got their telephone numbers. Their telephone numbers will be in the new book. So you just call them up. Galactic charges do apply.
The new yellow book.
That's right. It'll be the new yellow book. That's right. You got it. So.
du hast heute einen Studiogast. You have a guest prepared to come.
I have a guest that'll be coming on in about 15 minutes or so.
Okay.
Her name is Judy Kelly. Mm-hmm. And she's, in my opinion, she is one of America's best psychics. She's excellent what she does. She's very talented. And she channels many ascended masters. She channels Kuan Yin, Mary Magdalene, Jesus, many beautiful spirits. So anyway, she's a wonderful psychic, and I'm so glad to have her on. I scheduled this many months ago, and I appreciate Gerhard being here today. I know he doesn't feel very well, but anyway, she's worth it. She'll be coming on in about 15 minutes. So anyway, and always before I start my show, I'd like to start it off with my 528 Hertz tuning fork. Okay. 528 is the frequency of love, and when you hit this tuning fork on this Lemurian Crystal from Mount Shasta, you spread love everywhere.
Okay. You know, every time you, when you hit the crystal, yeah, then the microphone shuts, closes, and then,
oh no,
if you afterwards make a noise a little, then the microphone opens and you can hear the sound also again. So,
oh, really?
Just hit,
okay,
it, so, and make a noise, a snip or like this, and then we will hear the sound still going on.
Okay, so I'll hit it now.
Mm-hmm.
I'll hit it now. Okay, and then I'll make a noise,
mm-hmm,
like this. Can you hear it now, Gerhard?
Yeah, it's just too short. Yeah.
Okay. Can you hear it now? Okay.
A little bit, yes.
Okay, okay, good.
Ich glaube,
can you hear it now? Okay.
A little bit, yeah. The best way would be you turn off the automatic level control of the Zoom.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
Okay.
That's why dieser automatische gain control, der macht das Mikrofon zu, wenn es zu laut ist. If it's too loud, then it closes. You can switch off this function. Kannst das ausschalten.
I see it says auto. Mm-hmm. So what I will do is suppress background noise.
No auto.
No auto. Okay, mm-hmm, they don't allow me to do no auto, but
okay,
I can... I can do, let me see here. They're not letting me do it. I can make it low, medium, or high.
Ich habe es ausgeschaltet, das automatische Mikrofon Lautstärke anpassen. Also bei mir geht das.
Okay, well, maybe what I can do is I'll just try it now. I'm going to put it on low.
Yeah, try it.
Okay, and then I'll hit it again.
Not the background noises are not meant. This line above microphone level automatic.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
This is one line above.
Mine just says auto, and it's below the microphone.
Okay, try it again.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and just put it on low.
Ja, wir wollen die Frequenz hören. 528 Hertz ist die Frequenz der Liebe.
Okay, can you hear that now?
Yeah, it's better.
Okay, good.
Na
good.
Bitte, diese Frequenz wird jetzt über Radio Soul in den Äther geschickt. Das Besondere dann an dieser Stimmgabel mit 528 Hertz ist, dass sie auch auf einem lemurischen Kristall geschlagen wird von dir. Lemurian Crystal, is it right?
Yeah, it's a Lemurian crystal. It comes from Mount Shasta, actually, and mm-hmm, and it's been blessed by the priests of Telos, so that when mm-hmm, when you hit this tuning fork mm-hmm on this crystal, it raises the vibration. So,
okay,
yeah,
it raises
the vibration.
Yeah,
nice.
I would love to come to Manchester soon, but I don't know when we'll make it.
Yeah, you will. Just plan to come next year. To come next year, Gerhard.
Yeah,
I think
might.
That would be wonderful.
This might function.
It'd be wonderful when you could come. Anyway, I know better times are ahead of us soon, and we just have to kind of keep working here for them.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to tell you... Judy Kelly is a wonderful psychic, and you know, people, I have to tell you, let me show you something here, if I can get this screen up. It says share screen.
Lieber Ted, heute fehlt was, nämlich wir haben heute keine Übersetzerin mit an Bord. There is no translator here.
Yeah, I know.
I try my best to make the sentence twice in English and German sometimes.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you, my friend. I'm going to pull up a picture for the real. There's people have been wondering for a long time, Gerhard, who is really the president of the U.S. because they don't think Biden is the president.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like there's a lot of actors going on behind the scenes, and so. This is there's an actor, and he's from England, I'm going to see if I can pull it up, mm-hmm. and I'll send it to you. It's a fellow named Struan Rogers, and he looks like Biden, but they say he's an actor, and his current role is pretending to be the president of the United States, believe it or not. Can you, let me see if I can bring him up here.
Ja, ich übersetze es einmal. Du versuchst gerade ein Bild hier von einem Schauspieler in den Zoom-Call hier, in diese Aufzeichnung, dieses Live-Meeting hier einzublenden. Struan Rogers, you said, und er spielt den Biden, also nach dem, was der Ted meint, ist Biden durch einen Schauspieler vertreten, der ihm sehr ähnlich schaut. Warum sollte das so sein? Warum sollte Biden sich durch einen Schauspieler vertreten lassen? Braucht er einen Stuntman oder was ist da los? Why do you think that Biden has a stuntman?
Well, an actor. I think actually Biden had problems, and he's actually, some people say he's dead.
Okay.
And so they've got somebody else in charge of it that's doing his acting for him, and it's crazy, but there is evidence that this guy that this new fellow is actually Biden. What I'll do, I can't seem to is it Office at Planet Soul or Office at Radio Soul?
Yeah, both is right.
Okay, office at radiosoul.at.
Yes.
At. Yeah. Okay. I'll just send this to you, and I will just send this to you as attachments, and then we can show them a little later. We can bring them in at your convenience. But there's a couple of them here that are real interesting. I'm having problems trying to share them on my own computer, but it's okay. I'll go ahead and just send this to you here. And there's one there. The guy does. He looks like Biden. Actually, you'll see what I mean, Gerhard. He does look like Biden. And then there's other pictures of Biden wearing a mask. You'll see what I mean here. It shows behind his neck, Gerhard, that there's a part of a mask that's flip-flopping around. And yeah, I've got that picture as well, and I think it'll be interesting. And I think other countries know it too. There's two pictures here. One is of President Trump coming into Saudi Arabia. And in that picture, he's given a red carpet treatment, and there's lots of people around. There's a second, that was taken a couple of years ago when Trump was president. There's a second picture of Biden flying to Saudi Arabia, but he's not given a red carpet, Gerhard. He's given a purple carpet, and he's not greeted by the Saudi royal family. Instead, he was greeted by the deputy mayor of the local city. So it's very interesting seeing these pictures, because you can see the difference. But I'll send this to office at planetsoul.net and office at radiosoul.at. Should I send them to any more email addresses or just those two?
That's okay. I have to bring it from the other computer to this anyway. Then no problem. Ja, aber okay. Das ist ja schon länger, also du bist ja schon länger der Meinung, dass Joe Biden gar nicht der echte Präsident ist oder gar nicht rechtsmäßiger Präsident ist. Das ist deine Meinung. Und noch dazu sagst du jetzt, dass er offensichtlich gar nicht in der Öffentlichkeit persönlich auftritt, sondern eine Attrappe. Aber ich würde sagen, auch wenn das so ist oder auch nicht ist, was bringt es uns? Is it important for our life or daily life or not?
Well, it's interesting and it's fun to look at.
It's just fun, okay. So I don't give it a value. if it's right or not, I don't know. Ich weiß nicht, ob's wahr ist.
Anyway, it's just kind of fun to look at.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
Anyway, if you want to go get those now, I can keep talking, Gerhard.
Mm-hmm.
And then Judy will be coming on. So yeah. We can go ahead and
I like this.
So I'll just keep talking. Yeah. It's an amazing time to be alive, my friends. The planet's accelerating. We are ascending. And by the way, if anyone out there speaks German and would like to help me translate my shows, I would love their help. Isma has done a wonderful job translating for my program, but she had other family and personal obligations to attend to, and so unfortunately she won't be able to translate anymore. But if you are listening out there and would like to translate, I'd love your help. Just send me an email if you like to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can write me at outofthisworldradio@protonmail.com, and I'd love your help. We broadcast usually once a week here. We alternate between Vienna on Radio Soul International and BBS Radio in the United States in German and English. We have a large audience, and I'd love your help. Just send me an email if you can help it to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, and that would be wonderful. Did you get them okay, Gerhard?
Yes, send it to this PC, and yes, you did it pretty good, and all the things now in German, please.
Oh, okay. That's great.
Go, try it, a little bit German, a bissel Deutsch kannst du ja. Try it. You don't...
Okay, wonderful, thank you, Gerhard. Well, let's show the first one. The first one is, there's like a couple of them there. The first one is a picture of Stuart, I think his name is Struan, Struan Rogers. He looks like Joe Biden. They say he's the guy behind the mask. So it's just kind of fun to look at his picture. There's a couple of them there. There's that one, and there's also a picture of Biden with the mask on, and the back of his head is flip-flopping around a plastic thing.
Is this the black-white picture?
The black-white picture, that's it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, dann schaue ich mal kurz rein. Das zeige ich das einmal auf dem Bildschirm.
Okay.
Das ist ja alles möglich in der heutigen Zeit.
Thank you, Gary.
There we go.
Yeah, there you go.
Do you
his
see
his name is Struan Rogers. He's an actor. His current role is to pretending to be the president of the United States. There's for the 81 million people in America, that's who you voted for, was Struan Rogers. Hi, Judy. Nice to see you.
So he has a job for a lifetime, huh?
And he has a job for a lifetime.
Good
that's
paid
right.
Job. Good bezahlter Job, wahrscheinlich, oder?
Judy, did you know that Struan Rogers, he's a British actor, he's the man behind the mask, and he's actually our president. Now here's some pictures. More fun. We're having more fun today. You look lovely, Judy. This is Joe Biden. If you look at the very back of his neck, you'll see the flip-flop of a little polyester there. That's his mask. Puts over his head.
Uh-huh.
But the actual guy is Struan Rogers. There we go. So, anyway, if you notice, on my neck, I don't have anything like that. So I'm the real guy. I don't have...
Maybe don't have this mask. Is the headphone.
There's Struan Rogers, Judy, our president there.
What about this picture? Warum ist da jetzt Trump da?
President. In 2017, President Trump visited Saudi Arabia and was given a red carpet treatment. And if you look at the next page, the next picture I sent you, pay attention to the color, because if you look at the next picture, you'll see Joe Biden coming into Saudi Arabia.
Okay.
If you got that, the next picture there, Gerhard.
Okay, here we go.
Would be great. Okay, that one, if you look at the picture carefully, that has a purple carpet. There's almost no one there, and he's not greeted by the Saudi royal family. He's instead greeted by the deputy mayor of the local town where he flew into.
Was heißt das jetzt auf Deutsch? Warum ist da kein roter, sondern ein violetter Teppich? Why is it there another carpet?
Wait, it's because he's there. They don't recognize him as a real president.
Ach so, aha, und deswegen bekommt er keinen roten Teppich, weil sie ihn nicht anerkennen als Präsidenten. Okay.
Yeah, so anyway, but it's just fun to think about, friends. I wanted to point that all out to you today. And if you're listening today and would like a copy of the pictures, just send me an email to outofthisworld1150. I'm happy to send it to you. Mm-hmm. And Judy, it's so good to see you. What a treat to have you here today.
It's a wonderful treat to be here.
Hi, Judy. Welcome to the show.
How are you? Good to see you too.
Wonderful. You are here on Radio Soul International. We broadcast from Vienna and to Middle Europe.
I've always wanted to go to Vienna.
Hey, so it's time to go, to come.
Well, we have a very large audience today. We should have about, let me see here, we should have about somewhere right around, I'm losing track here, somewhere right around 234 million listeners on planet and 161 million benevolent beings off planet. So we have a large galactic audience today. They're all listening.
Well, if there isn't 300, it isn't worth my time. Hello, everybody. Hello.
Hey, well, I will. Well, Judy, it's such a pleasure to have you on my show today. Thanks so much for joining us. You can go as long as you like. We broadcast till 2 p.m. Pacific or 4 p.m. Central. So anyway, I know you always have lots to say. So how have you been? How's life been like for you? And you doing well?
One thing that's exciting is about 2 months ago, I got this wonderful message. And this message was that we're now connecting to the cream of the crop as far as wisdom. Oh. We're reconnecting on councils that we're on, even in other lives. We're reconnecting to sacred orders that we've been in. We're reconnecting to people that we've connected to in the mystery schools. So what's beautiful about this is your tribe, your spiritual tribe, is starting to come together. Connecting to people, and you don't know them, let's say in this life per se, but there's this warm feeling in your heart, and you don't know why it's there. It's there because your soul knows them.
I see. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Judy, I'll have to ask Gerhard. Gerhard's been translating today.
I tried, Okay.
He's been trying, so we'll try to break this in the short segments.
Yeah, also wir haben hier heute Judy Kali hier bei uns, eine der besten, wie Ted sagt, hellsichtigen Menschen in Amerika, und er hält ganz viele Stücke auf sie, und sie hat vor kurzem eine interessante Botschaft bekommen, eine Weisheit, dass wir uns gerade, wir Menschen uns sehr verbinden mit unserer Seelenfamilie, die halt auch außerhalb unseres 3D-Wahrnehmens auch schon da ist und existiert, und dass wir immer mehr uns verbinden mit unserer Seelenfamilie. Judy.
Okay. Thanks, Gerhard.
A little slower.
That's right.
So I really, what's been going on, which is quite exciting, is your own light has increased. Your sense of self-love has increased in the last 15 to 20 years from 4% to 79%. And
really?
Every soul on the planet, your mission is to love yourselves more in this life than you've loved yourself in any life. So if you look back 15, 20 years ago, look where your head was at.
Ah. Ja, Judy sagt uns gerade, in den letzten 15, 20 Jahren hat sich unser Licht unglaublich erhöht, unser Potenzial von damals 4% durchschnittlich sozusagen auf jetzt, auf, ich glaube 97 oder 87 hat sie was gesagt, also sehr hoch. Und ich glaube, das ist auch der Grund, weil wir selber unser Licht so leuchten lassen können, dass wir eben auch jetzt diese Verbindungen zu unserer Seelenfamilie und auch zu den außerirdischen Familienmitgliedern auch spüren können immer mehr. Danke.
You said that so beautifully.
Yeah.
Much better than I could.
Well, you really want to put your arms around you and give yourself a hug.
Okay, let's come on. Let's give me a hug. Come.
All right.
Because we're That's taught good. To celebrate everybody else, but we're not taught to celebrate ourselves.
That's true.
Every time you hug yourself, you heal. Every single time.
Yeah.
When somebody else hugs you, your body goes, well, that's nice. But when you hug you, you heal. And isn't that wonderful?
Isn't yeah, that wonderful. Nice? Wow, that's beautiful.
Ja, toller Tipp. Und zwar gerade, weil wir gerade zufällig drauf gekommen sind. Und zwar, es ist unglaublich heilsam, wenn wir uns selbst auch umarmen. Also es ist natürlich auch wunderschön, wenn wir uns gegenseitig Menschen umarmen. Aber auch du, wenn du dich selbst umarmst, entsteht ein richtiger Heilungsprozess. Interesting, yes?
Yes.
Wow.